board of management, the principal and the parents of St. Columba's and Ballylast have been very proactive in raising awareness of the issues that are occurring outside the school with, first of all, traffic that are speeding past the school, and obviously the issues then that parents and guardians are having when they're leaving children off and collecting them after school. And then the issue with a fence that was erected by the TIA as part of the road improvements 4 years ago. That fence is causing visibility issues for cars that are pulling out from the National School. And basically what I was asking the council to do is to conduct a speed survey at the school just to ascertain exactly what speed cars are doing, and then look at what safety measures can be introduced by the council working with the TIA, because I think both parents, teachers and ourselves in the wider community are very fearful that there's potential for a very serious accident at this location.
And what response did you get back to the call that you made?
So there was a county-wide speed review conducted by Donegal County Council in recent times, and one of the results of that speed review is that the speed outside St. Columba's Ballylast is going to be reduced. So as soon as that speed is reduced, we get the speed survey done just to ascertain exactly what speed the cars are doing when they're going past it. And then that'll allow us then to work with the TIA and the council to develop a safety scheme that hopefully will solve the problem that we're having there, and eventually really make that location and make the school more safe and make us feel that the children aren't and the parents aren't taking their lives in their own hands by crossing that road.
Do you think that waiting for the county-wide speed review to occur, will it be soon enough?
No, I think we need to be proactive as well. I've said that the parents and the board of management and the principal down there have been very proactive in raising awareness, and both Jack Pierce Doherty and myself visited the school on Friday just to see for ourselves what was happening there. And I think, you know, time is really of the essence down there, because the parents, the teachers and the wider community are really very concerned that something very, very serious is going to happen there. So I don't think we can afford to be sitting back and waiting on this. I think we need to be proactive to get this resolved sooner rather than later.